live from Faith Christian Center Church Ministries. Get ready for a life-changing message that will minister to your heart from Dr. Carlton Sharp. You will never be the same. Never, ever be the same. Join us as we are building faith, building bridges, and building lives. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, church family. Don't forget to download our mobile app, available for both Apple and Android. If you have an Apple device, simply type in Faith Christian CC in the App Store. If you have an Android device, just type Faith Christian Center Church in the Google Play Store. And remember this, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Access to your favorite sermons and content is easier than ever with the Faith Television Network. Between Livestream and VidTiVo, you can stream hundreds of hours of content all at the push of a button, including What's Happening in Our Neighborhood, and all new weekly episodes of Tag Team Thursdays. And don't forget, join us for service every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. And remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Imagine starting each day with the power of prayer. Well, at 6 a.m., you could join us for a moment of spiritual refreshing by dialing the number 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777, to connect with our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Now, when God's people come together in prayer, His power manifests and makes profound differences in our lives. Remember, where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is there among us. I am filled with excitement and eager anticipation for what God is about to do in our lives because we choose to pray. Now, Scripture makes it clear that it is God's very nature to intervene when we pray. So start your day with people of like precious faith as we seek the face of God, intercede for others, and fellowship one with another by calling the number 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. I'm expecting exponential possibilities when we wake, pray, and repeat together. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
September is a shift into harvest. It's a time of gathering, fulfillment, and divine reward. You've prayed, you've fasted, you've labored, and you've believed. Now God is saying, prepare for manifestation. This is not a time to relax. It's a time to reap with expectation, to guard the ground you've sown into, and to walk in wisdom so you can receive the full measure of what you've planted in tears, prayer, and obedience. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." This is your season to harvest, to discern, to endure, to multiply. Every day, expect it to get closer. Keep your sickle sharp. It's reaping time. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Building faith. Building bridges. Building lives. This is a teaching message from Faith Christian Center Church. Carlton Sharp.
evening, everybody. This is the day of the Lord is made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church right here in Beaumont, Texas. Glory to God. Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hey, do me a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend. Hit the like button, the love button, the share button. Let them know that Dr. Sharp is live and ready to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, gracious. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, just want to remind you a couple things. Today was a little rainy today in Southeast Texas. And so it got a little wet. But praise God, it did not flood or it wasn't a hurricane. So that's a real good thing. Hey, Sister Porter. Hey, Aurelia. Hey, all of you out there. I see you out there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, do me a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend. Hit the like button, the love button, the share button. Let them know that we are live and ready to go this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, don't forget that we're still in hurricane season. I think hurricane season goes up until the first part of November, if I'm correct. And so you ought to be prepared and have your go kit just in case that we need to get up out of here. Amen. And so prepare yourself, a first aid kit, a hygiene kit, emergency tools, escape kit, documents and money, food and water kit. Amen. And so I have a little checklist here that gives me all the things that I need to prepare to get on the go. And then those of us who are in Southeast Texas, there's a bond issue coming up. And right now they're holding meetings throughout the city. And so tomorrow they will be at the Alice Keith Park Community Center. And then on the 16th of October, they will be at the Event Center on Crockett to talk about, I think I have those things right here, to talk about the bond. Amen. There's five propositions. Proposition A has to deal with the infrastructure, drainage, streets, and sidewalks. Proposition B has to do with facilities and public safety. Proposition C has to do with parks, trails, and recreation. Proposition D has to deal with Riverfront Park extension. And Proposition E is dealing with Point Parkway North extension. And then, of course, there is the convention center venue tax that's going to be on the ballot also. And so get your information on that. And then here are the last few dates. Tonight they're over at John Paul Davis Community Center on Lucas Street. Then, like I said, tomorrow they'll be at Alice Keith. It should be this one. Hallelujah. Alice Keith Park Community Center. And then on October the 16th, the final wrap up would be at the Event Center, 700 Crockett Street, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So govern yourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So those are my public service announcements. Now let me take a few moments to welcome those in Canton, Ohio. Canton is in the house tonight. Welcome, Canton. Amen. Good to see you. Right there on Beacon 3 TV every morning at 5 a.m. and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We're right there on Beacon 3 TV to give you a Measure of Faith television broadcast. And we're so excited to always build your faith. Amen. Then, of course, let me welcome those in Canton, Ohio. Canton is in the house tonight. Canton, welcome, Canton. And then, of course, our Atlanta family, our Arkansas family, our Phoenix, Arizona family, California, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, Grand Prairie, Houston, Richmond, Rose Sharon, Baytown, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, and, of course, the Golden Triangle area. Welcome tonight. Hallelujah. It's so good to have all of you on tonight to be with a part of what God wants to share with you tonight. And I believe that it's going to be impactful that once you hear this word and then do this word, I believe that you'll see the promise of God come to pass in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, listen, let me take a few moments to thank Sister Porter and Brother LaCharles Bradley. Sister Porter handled the prayer line for me on last week as I took a little time off and to go play a little golf. it was very interesting, Victoria. Amen. And of course, let me thank Minister LaCharles Bradley for standing in for me. He preached that word, paid in full. Amen. And so, you know, every now and then you gotta take a little time to get some rest and relaxation. And this, you know, I had the opportunity, Victoria, to spend some time with my friend of 50 years. Amen. 50 years. You know, we were sitting there talking last week, and we've been friends since Little League Baseball when we were 8 years old. And now we're 58 years old. And so 50 years of friendship, man, I tell you. And we had a great time, exciting time. I didn't do quite as well because I don't play enough. You know, I just don't play enough. But the fellowship was really good. And so I thank God for all the new friends that I met. We were up in San Antonio. And so that was about 16 of us that played and had a great time, great fellowship, great food, a whole bunch of laughs, and we just had a great time. I on my way to San Antonio, I stopped in Houston to pick up my cousin. Now he played better than I did. You know, again, these guys play two or three times a week. I play four times a year. The three days I was in San Antonio and then the one day for my class reunion back in July. And that's my 4 days. So I gotta play more. I know I gotta play more in order to get better. And so I'm gonna take a little time off, Shell, and just start honing my craft. Oh, Jesus. Boy, if y'all could only see, man, if y'all could only follow us on the just chasing that little ball, you know, something else. But we really had a great time. And again, I want to thank those, again, Sister Porter and Brother LaCharles for handling business while I was away. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. All right, I think I am ready to get into the word tonight. Y'all ready for the word? Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we do thank you, God, for this time of fellowship with people of like precious faith. Father, we thank you that your word flows freely in this place, unhindered and unchecked by any force. Father, we thank you that your word is not void of power and that you confirm your word with signs following. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our high priest and that he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. Now, Father, I thank you that my body is strong, my mind is alert, and my lips are anointed, that I will clearly articulate the word such that every spiritual need is met. Now, Father, I covenant in advance, give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration for what shall be revealed this night. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen, amen, amen. Hey, listen, before I get into the word tonight, right before I went on my trip, I was the president of my class. And so it was my responsibility to bring our class back together. And recently we just celebrated our 40-year reunion. And so some of my classmates got together to appreciate me for the hard work that was put in for our class reunion. And so it was so interesting. This was last week before I went on my trip. And so Lady Gwen, you know, we have a calendar of things that we're going to do. And so that Saturday, she had asked me, she said, well, Carlton, what do we have to do? I said, well, we have this, we have, you know, that and the other. And then I want to go have lunch, take you to lunch. And she said, well, where would you like to go? I said, well, I want to go to Five and Under, because I wanted a good hamburger. That's all I wanted was a hamburger and fries. I didn't want to eat no fancy food. I wanted a hamburger and French fries. And so she kept on suggesting, Victoria, listen, let's go to Olive Garden. I'm like, I don't want to go to Olive Garden. I want to go to Five and Under because I need to get my clubs re-gripped. I want a good hamburger. And so she kept on. And she was like, let's go to Olive Garden. I say, no, I don't want to go to Olive Garden. And so she said, okay, we'll go to Five and Under. And so
So we get to 5 and under. I take my golf clubs in to get them re-gripped. And so we eat our lunch. And so she said, well, listen, some of my coworkers are getting together at the Olive Garden. Now, it didn't register to me that earlier she kept on wanting to go to the Olive Garden, you know? And so I'm like, okay, we'll go by and see them, you know? And so I was like, okay, so we're leaving 5 and under, got my clubs. We go by the hospital to visit someone to pray for them. And then after the hospital, we're going to go by Olive Garden. And then she said, well, listen, stop at the dollar store so you can get you some refreshments, some candy for the fight that was going to come on that night. Crawford versus Canelo. I was going to watch the fight. And so she said, stop at dollar store. I said, okay, well, cool. I'll stop at the dollar store and get some candy and stuff like that, what I wanted. And then she said, now we go to Olive Garden. I said, okay, cool. So I get to Olive Garden, Mika, and I park right there in the front because I don't plan on getting out. No, I'm not getting out. You go ahead, holler at your coworkers. Come on back out. We go home. The fight's going to be on. So anyway, she said, no. Why don't you go park the car and come on in? Because the ladies want to see the pastor. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to come in. Well, to my surprise, my classmates were there. And we opened up the door, and it was a big surprise, you know. And I almost had me in tears, man, I tell you. And so I really appreciate my classmates for appreciating me for the effort that we put in for the class reunion. But anyway, but she was trying to get me there, man. Now, and they were all out, man. They were trying to get me there. And I'm like, I just want a hamburger. That's all I want. I want nothing else but a hamburger. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So that's my story. All right. Oh, y'all ready for the word tonight? Did I pray? I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to get started. I think I did pray already. Yeah. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. Did I pray already? I think I did. Hallelujah. Well, let's hold up our Bible and make our confession of faith. Hold them up nice and high and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a doer and not just a hearer. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never ever be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's begin at verse number 6. Look what it says. He says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we're going to begin a new series of lessons entitled Unlocking God's Overflow. Unlocking God's Overflow. Amen. And my objective is very simple. Amen. It's to align our giving with a heart posture, that pleases God and unlocks the supernatural participation in our lives. Amen. See, I believe that when we participate in God's plan, that it unlocks his overflow into our lives. Now go to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Yes. See, I always say that giving is a heart matter. It's not about the dollars and the cents. Amen. That's just the way we exchange in our society today. But it's about the heart. And that's what I want to talk about tonight as I set the foundation for this new series of lessons. Now, you need to hear this tonight, simply because that if you would participate in God's plan, you will see the promise coming to pass in your life. Glory to God. Amen. Are you there in John chapter 10? Here, It is God's desire for all of us as his children to live in the overflow. Somebody put in the comment section, the overflow. Amen. In John chapter 10 and verse number 10, he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And then the Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and to destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. So I believe that it's the will of God for us to live in the overflow. Now that's having enough for you and enough to be able to share with others. That's God's overflow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now go to Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. Now again, I'm setting the foundation tonight for this series of lessons on unlocking God's overflow. Amen. Now I truly believe that when we get to a place of obedience and a place of honoring God, that it positions us for the overflow. Amen. It unlocks God's overflow in our lives. All right. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 9. Look what he says. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God says that overflow is unlocked when I honor him. And see, honor is about giving God his rightful position in our lives. And he is the source and sustainer of our lives. Amen. We all can agree. What you have right now is because God has surveyed your life. Amen. And he have determined that you could be trusted with what you have. Hallelujah. And now it's up to us to honor him with our substance. Amen. Now, go over to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Many people want the windows of heaven open for them, but are they willing to do what is necessary to get the windows open? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 10, look what he says. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So God says that, listen, it's my responsibility to give back the tithe, the 10% of all that God causes to increase in my life, to give that back to him as a tithe offering. Amen. And watch this now. And when I have mental separation that the tithe does not belong to me, it's easy for me to give it. Amen. And that's where God wants us to be. And he promises, watch this now, that he would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive it. Amen. But watch this now. I have to get to a place of obeying God and doing what God has said. Hallelujah. Amen. Now go to Proverbs chapter number 11. Proverbs chapter number 11. Proverbs chapter number 11. Many people want their coast expanded and enlarged, but are you willing to do what's necessary to cause that to happen in your life? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I know that some of you, J-Bass, you pray J-Bass's prayer, Lord, expand my territory, enlarge my coast. Now, but are you willing now to do what's necessary to get it done? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in Proverbs chapter 11, look at verse number 24. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 24. Look what he says. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tended to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Now the Message Bible puts it this way. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. So God says that watch this now, that the world of the generous gets larger and larger. Amen. So as I give, it expands my opportunities and it expands my capacity. Watch this now, for more in my own life. See, and that's where God wants us to get the revelation knowledge, that if I'm stingy, I'm getting smaller and smaller. But boy, when I am generous, when I start blessing others, God says that it gets you to a place of expanding your capacity. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Okay. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Because God has a way, Tamika, of multiplying the seed that we sow. Amen. And the good thing about God is that he gives you the seed to sow. I remember Sister Nguzi, before she went back to Africa, this was many years ago, man. Nguzi got the revelation of sowing seed. And we were coming up on our impact offering. And Nguzi didn't have the seed that she desired to have. But she had a heart to give. And you know what happened? That God raised up somebody to give her the seed that she desired to give. And she did not withhold that seed. She gave that seed. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch this now. And God multiplied that seed back into her life. All because she had a heart to give. Now watch this now. In 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Verse number 10. He says, "Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness." So look what God says, that God gives seed to the sower. Now, if you have a heart to be a sower, and what I want to call is a kingdom paymaster. Amen. Yeah. A kingdom paymaster. Amen. And so if you have a heart to build a kingdom paymaster, God will give you more. Amen. For instance, today I was talking about my golf trip to my nephew, and I was telling my nephew that I got to get out and I got to be able to play more. And I said, well, one of the things that I wanted to get was an indoor, a golf where I could practice in the house, where I could hit the ball in the house. All right. And, so my nephew said, he said, "Send it to me." I say, "Huh?" He say, "Just send it to me." And he purchased that equipment for me. Watch this now. And because of that, his expectation is for the return on it. Amen. Cause I'm good ground to sow into. Yes, I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now watch this. Now go to Mark chapter 16. Now unlocking, watch this now, God's overflow is the faith trigger activation of a spiritual principle that releases God's power, God's provision, and God's promises in our lives. When I get to the place where I get this revelation knowledge that the seed that I sow is faith triggered activation, amen, of a spiritual law, a spiritual principle that releases God's power, it releases God's provision, and it releases God's promise into our lives. Now, here's the thing. When I get to the place where I obey God's word, watch this now, I'm triggering the supernatural to happen in my life. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. And this is a law. Just like the law of gravity will work for whoever works the law of gravity, the law of sowing and reaping will work for whoever practices the law of sowing and reaping. Hallelujah, amen. It will trigger supernatural activation in your life of God's power, God's provision, and God's promises just for you. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Well, Victoria say, put it on the green. Yeah, Victoria, amen. No, it's a big simulation. It's a big simulation machine where I could play a whole round of golf right here in my house. And so, yeah, praise the Lord, amen. Okay, now watch this. So go to Matthew chapter 16. Amen. See, when we meet the condition of a divine principle, a divine law, it will cause heaven resources to flow into our situation. In other words, when I do what God says, amen, and honor him with my seed sowing, then God will in turn cause the overflow to come in my life. Why? Because I met the condition. Excuse me. So now the question is, do you meet the condition? Okay. You can have the open windows of heaven if you haven't given your tithes. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't have the bountiful return unless you gave bountifully. Hallelujah, amen. See, if I meet the condition, watch this now, I can expect the promise to manifest in my life. And boy, I tell you, back in 1991, I told God, I'm going to meet the condition for the overflow in my life. Amen. I'm gonna, from this day forward, I'm never gonna rob you again of my tithe and my offerings. Amen. I'm gonna honor you with my tithe and my offerings, and I'm gonna expect for you to return it back to me like you promised. And God did exactly what he said he would do. Now watch this now. You met in Matthew chapter number 16, look at verse number 19, look what he says. He says, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. So if I want to unlock the door, I have to have the key. Hey, Sister Porter. Amen. Is Tyler Mann watching me tonight, Sister Porter? Hey, Tyler. Tyler Mann is in the house tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But watch this now. I got to have the key. And see, the key gives me authority. Yeah, it gives me authority, the right to function in kingdom principles. Go to Matthew chapter number 6, Matthew 6. See, when I have the key, oh man, I took all my keys out of my pocket. When I have the key to a certain thing, it gives me the authority to function and the right to function in that kingdom principle. Now watch this now. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33, look what he says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So now if I go back up to verse 25, I'll see that if I would honor God by seeking him first and his kingdom and his righteousness, then everything from verse 25 down to verse number 32, now I could expect in my life. I have the right to function in that kingdom principle. So it is with sowing and reaping. As I sow, I have a right. I have the authority to expect, amen, that I could be able to function in that kingdom principle. Hallelujah, amen. Now, go over to Isaiah 45. The second thing about a key I need to understand is that it gives me access, amen, or entrance into the supernatural dimension. Amen. And so what I'm trying to do tonight is set the foundation so that you can understand that you can have the authority, the right to function in that principle, that you would have access, watch this now, you would have entrance into the supernatural dimensions of God. Now watch this now, Isaiah 45, look at verse number 3, Isaiah 45, verse number 3, look what he says. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. So Mika, watch this now. God says that if I have the key, I have the authority, and I have the access. And now this access gives me, watch this now, the entrance into the supernatural dimensions where the treasures of darkness are, where the hidden riches of secret places are. Amen. See, God knows where everything that we need is right now. And so what I need to do is, watch this now, is participate in God's plan. And it unlocks God's overflow in my life. Man, wouldn't you like to know where the secret riches are? Wouldn't you like to know where the treasures of darkness are? And God says, I'm going to do it for you so that they may know that I am the Lord, which called thee by thy name, as the God of Israel. Amen. And so God says, I'm going to do it because I made a promise to you. Amen. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Not only does a key give me authority, amen, the right to function in that kingdom principle, but it gives me access, entrance into the supernatural dimensions of God. But then, watch this now, it causes activation. Amen. And we can unlock things in the earth realm that releases what's already settled in heaven. Amen. See, I'm trying to get you to get heaven supply. Amen. That no matter how high the groceries go, no matter how high gas prices go, and those of you who live up north, when you have to heat your homes, that with the heat and all, guess what? You won't have to turn your heat off. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Okay, watch this now. In Psalms 119. See, you need to settle some things. Amen. And by participating in God's plan, you settle some things. Amen. You unlock things in the earth, that earth realm, that releases what's already settled in heaven. Over in Psalms 119, verse 89, it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So now, over in Ephesians chapter 2, and I didn't put this scripture in, Ephesians chapter number 2. Yeah. And let's see. It's, it's chapter number 2. Where's my scripture at? Yeah. Well, God talks about that the things that we need is already in heaven. And so we just need to know how to get it down into the earth realm. Amen. And that's where our faith comes in, because our faith is what causes the supernatural to happen in our lives. Glory to God. I'll get that scripture to you later. All right. Now go to Genesis chapter number 17. So when I talk about the overflow, Victoria, I'm talking about the abundant, more than enough provision. Watch this now. The provisions of God that exceeds our needs and empowers us to bless somebody else. Daphne, listen, God wants you to have more than enough. Amen. He wants you to have more than enough that exceeds your need. Tanji, he wants you to have more than enough that exceeds your needs. Amen. So that he can empower you to be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now watch this. Over in Genesis chapter number 17 and verse number 1, I'm going to read it out of the True Living Version. Amen. And it says this. When Abram was 99 years old, Adonijah appeared to Abram, and he said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Continually walk before me, and you will be blameless. Amen. He calls himself, I am El Shaddai. Amen. And that means that I'm the God of more than enough. Isn't it good that we serve a God that has more than enough for you, more than enough for the next person, and more than enough for the next person, and never runs out? Amen. And so he wants to exceed your needs. Hallelujah, amen. Because he has more than enough. Hallelujah. And then he wants to empower you to be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It all starts with our heart. It all starts with our heart. Amen. And when our heart is right toward God, God obligates himself to bring us into the place of the people that we need to know and the knowledge of the things that we need to know that are critical for our success and destiny in life. Amen. I'll say that again. When our hearts are right before God, God obligates himself to bring us before the people that we need to know and the things that we need to know that are critical for our success and our destiny in life. Hallelujah. But our heart has to be right. That's why I tell people all the time, Victoria, that God is not necessarily looking at the amount that you give. He's looking at the condition of your heart when you give it. Amen. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7, he says this: every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So the key is, as I purpose in my heart. Lady Gwen and our purpose is that we want to be big givers. Amen. Amen. And watch this now, because we understand that if I give bountifully, I'm going to reap bountifully. So we understand that. And we've gotten to the place now where, because of our understanding, we're able to do things for the kingdom of God. Amen. That exceeds what we ever thought we would be able to do. Amen. All because we have a heart for God. We have a heart for God's people. Amen. We have a heart for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And see, now, what people do is, people will look at the outward appearance of a person to determine whether or not, whatever the case may be, whether they're going to honor them or not. You know, over in James, it talks about, you see a man come in dressed nice and you put him up at the front. And then you have a man that comes in that's not well put together like this other person, and you sit him in the back. Well, you're looking at the outward side of a man. God says, no, I'm looking at the heart, because the heart is what's important to God. Now go to 1 Samuel chapter 16. Yeah, I appreciate that, nephew. Yeah. Hey, that's a good picture, that nephew. That's a good picture. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, watch this now. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Look at verse number 7. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 7. Look what he says. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And so tonight, God is saying, I'm looking at your heart. Now, many people can say that I love God, but still won't do what he said. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, they will say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done great things for your kingdom? And then Jesus said, depart from me, I know you not. Amen. So just saying that I love God and not doing it from my heart and obeying God, that's just words that's coming out of your mouth. Amen. And so, but God is looking at your heart. Now, here's why. Here's what God says about our heart. Back in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. If I want to unlock the kingdom's overflow, God's overflow, I got to do it cheerfully when I give. Amen. That it makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense to me when people give and they give grudgingly. It doesn't make sense. Amen. Because God has already established that he wants to see a cheerful, hilarious giver. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I get excited at the offering time. Why? Because I understand what's about to happen. I'm participating with God's plan. And because I'm participating with God's plan, I get to have God's promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. See, I got to give joyfully, knowing that God is my source. See, it's one thing to be limited. Okay, I have a bottle of water here, right? And when I run out, I don't panic. I don't get into fear. Why? Because I know I have more of it. Amen. When you understand that God is your source, you can give cheerfully. Amen. Because you know that he has more of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now watch this. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Not only is cheerfulness a characteristic of the heart that God is looking for, but God is looking for a faith-filled heart. Amen. A faith-filled heart. One that has an expectation of God's return. Now remember, I said earlier that giving is never complete until receiving takes place. And so I'm trying to prepare you to get you to a place where you can unlock God's overflow in your life. But watch this now. Your heart has to be faith-filled. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, and this is why. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder that diligently seek him. So God says, without faith, you can't please me. And giving is a faith action. Amen. It's a faith action. Hallelujah. Because I'm believing that what God has said is going to come to pass. That if I give my tithe, that he's going to open the windows of heaven. That's a faith action. Amen. When I sow my seed, when I sow it bountifully, I'm going to reap bountifully. That's a faith action. Hallelujah. And so it pleases God when we operate in faith. Okay. Now go to Exodus 35. Not only is cheerfulness a characteristic of the heart, faith-filled expectation is a characteristic of the heart. But watch this now. But I have to be willing. I have to be willing. Amen. I have to voluntarily give to God. Not under pressure. I don't believe in pressuring people to give. No, absolutely not. When I was growing up, you know, they used to march us around the table, okay? And the deacons will watch what we put on the table. And that was pressure. Because if somebody else gave something more than you gave, you felt that your gift was insufficient. That's not how God wants us to give. God wants us to give voluntarily, willfully, from the heart. Amen. Now watch this now. In Exodus 35, in verse number 5, look what he says. Now this is Moses instructing the people of God as they were getting ready to build the temple of God. Now watch what Moses says. Verse number 5. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Look who he's asking to do this now. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. And if you keep on reading, it'll give you all kind of different items that they were bringing. But the key was, whosoever is of a willing heart. Amen. So that means that there were some people who were unwilling to give. All right. But he says that you have to have a willing heart. Now jump down to verse number 21. Verse number 21. Now watch this now. Look what he says. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. Now he says that after Moses made the appeal for the people to come with a willing heart, if you wasn't willing, keep it. Amen. But he says that the ones that had a willing heart, they brought the offering unto the Lord for the tabernacle, for his service, and for the holy garments that the men of God would wear. Now watch this now. Jump down to verse number 22. Watch this now. Let me give you verse number 22. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and silver rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered offering an offering of gold unto the Lord. So it was not based upon gender. Every man and every woman who wanted to participate in the given opportunity, they gave. Now, jump down to verse number 29. Look what verse 29 says. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for the manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. So again, every man and every woman who had a willing heart. I just want to show you what happens when you have a willing heart. Now, I got to show you the outcome of what happened when Moses made the appeal, amen, for them to unlock God's overflow. All right? And watch this now. And here is the result in chapter number 36. Exodus chapter 36 and verse number 5. Exodus 36 verse number 5. Look what happens when the people who had a willing heart gave for the work of God. Look what it says. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Hallelujah. Can you see that, Sister Porter? That the people had a heart for God. They had a willing heart, and they gave so much that the men had to go to Moses and say, listen, Moses, we got enough. So tell the people to stop giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Could you imagine that we get to a place where we have to tell the people, look, no, don't give anymore. Amen. Now, we're not there right now, but I just envision a time where we could get to say, hey, listen, we have enough for the new sanctuary. Oh, Jesus. Amen. 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 But then I got to understand that not only do I have to have a cheerful heart, a faith-filled heart, a willing heart, but I also have to have an obedient heart. Amen. An obedient heart. Now, this is when I obey God, it honors God's system without excuses. Amen. Without excuses. Amen. Now, God says, and I'm going to show you, that if I get to the place of obedience, I get to the place of prosperity and pleasure in my life. Woo! Jesus, amen. If I just obey God and do what he tells me, especially when it comes down to my giving, that I get to a place of prosperity and pleasure in my life. In Job 36, amen, Job 36, verse number 11, look what he says. If they obey, it's conditional, based upon what you want to do. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Hallelujah. So my obedience taps into God's honor system, amen, without an excuse. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. But he promises that if I would just obey and serve him, I'll spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasure. And then watch this now. But then I have to have a grateful heart. Man, I think we can all attest to the fact that God has been good to us. Daphne, can you attest to the fact that God has been good to you? Tanji, can you attest to the fact that God has been good to you? Amen. Can you attest to the fact, Aurelia, that God has been good to you? Mika, can you attest to the fact that God has been good to you? Alvin, can you attest to the fact that God has been good to you? Amen. And see, we can declare that we have tasted and we have seen the goodness of God in our lives. So then the question becomes, am I grateful? Amen. Do I respond to God's goodness with generosity? Amen. Now watch this now. In Psalms 116, look at verse number 12. Psalms 116, verse number 12. Look what he says. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. So God, the psalmist asked the question, what shall I render unto God? What shall I give back to God for all that he has done for me, all the benefits that I've received from God? Amen. So now when I ask and answer that question, what shall I render unto God for everything that he's done for me? I'm gonna honor God with my substance. I'm gonna honor God in my giving. I'm gonna honor God, watch this now, out of obedience and with a cheerful heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So then the question you need to ask is, am I giving to the kingdom of God out of love or out of obligation? It's a difference. Amen. It's a difference whether you're giving out of love or out of obligation. Amen. If you do it out of love, you'll be sensitive to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then ask yourself this question. Does my giving reflect my faith or my fear? See, because some people don't give because they're in fear. They're in fear of lack. If I give, then I'm not going to have. Well, God says you will always have all sufficiency in all things, that you may abound to every good work. That's God's promise to us. Amen. That's why we give, because out of faith, we believe God's word. We believe God's promise. We believe God's provision. We believe God's power. Amen. And if God said it, that's what he's going to do. So is my giving out of faith or out of fear? Amen. Now here's the next question I need to ask. Do I expect something in return, or am I giving just to honor God? Now, thank God that he's put in his word that if I give, it's going to be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, what he calls men to give into our bosom. So I believe that when you give, you should have an expectation. Yes, I'm going to honor God, but yes, I'm going to expect for the return to come back into my life. And every seed that you sow, amen, you should have an expectation of return. Hallelujah. Amen. Then finally, you need to ask yourself, what is the Holy Spirit prompting me to give? I remember, man, there were times I'm sitting in the service. I've already given. I've given a good amount. And then the Spirit of God says, no, I want you to go give again. And I'm like, huh? And then the amount that God told me to give, I'm like, Are you serious? He said, yeah, go give it right now. And out of obedience and out of hearing the voice of God, listen, I got up and went and sold that seed. Why? Because now I know Holy Spirit only wants the best for me. And so now when he's prompting me to give, listen, he's prompting me so that I could position myself for the return on that seed sown. See, that seed unlocked something for me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So now in the next coming days, we're going to continue to talk about how to unlock God's overflow in our lives. I'm going to give you step-by-step ways that you could unlock God's overflow, because he wants it for you. It's his desire for you to live in the overflow, not just barely make it, not just making the ends meet. No, God wants you to live in the overflow where you have more than enough, because we serve the God that's more than enough. Amen. And he says that he wants to open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. But then Micah, he says that he wants to enlarge our territory. He wants to expand our investments. Amen. And so I'm believing God. Hallelujah. For those of us who are expecting something great, Jesus, amen. Look, we got an expectation that he's going to enlarge our coast. He's going to expand our territory, amen. But then I'm expecting that the seed that I sow, that God will multiply. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Okay, get your phones out. Get your phones out. Amen. We're going to make our confession for tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I hope you've been blessed by this tonight. Hallelujah. Because I've been blessed teaching it to you. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Here we go. Here's our confession for tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I boldly declare that I am a cheerful, willing, and obedient giver. God, I honor God with my giving, not out of pressure, but out of a grateful heart. I know that when I give, I am aligning myself with a spiritual principle that releases God's power, it releases God's provision, and it releases God's promises into my life. I believe that my giving activates the supernatural. It unlocks divine authority, it grants me access to heavenly resources, and it releases what's already settled in heaven into my earthly situation. I have the right to function in kingdom principles, and I step into divine dimensions with confidence and expectation. I do not give out of need. I give in faith, knowing that God multiplies seed. As I sow generously, I increase my capacity to receive more. I walk in divine overflow, abundant, more than enough provision that not only meets my needs, but empowers me to be a blessing to others. Father, in this season, I decree that windows of opportunity are opening, divine connections are manifesting, favor is flowing, the supernatural is being unlocked in every area of my life, in my finances, in my health, in my relationships, in my purpose. This is my time to walk in overflow, and I receive it now by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? It's offering time, amen. It's time for us to participate in God's plan for our lives. Hallelujah. In this giving, and our seed is going to unlock. Watch this now. It's going to unlock God's overflow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Are you ready to give? You say, well, Dr. Sharp, how can I give tonight? If you're watching tonight, by way of above the cloud, right below the screen, there is a link. Amen. All you have to do is click that link. It'll open up into our giving platforms. And once you're in our giving platforms, you can designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're watching tonight, and you're on Facebook Live, in the comment section, there is a link in the comment section. Even at the top of the page, there's a link. If you click that link, it'll open up and get you into our giving platform. And you can do the same thing. Give your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're watching tonight and you're technology savvy, you can pull out your cell phone and scan the QR code that's right there at the bottom right-hand side of the screen. And it'll get you into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, amen, you can do the same thing. So your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. Then if you're watching and you're technology savvy, you can, if you want to text to give, you can text FCCC Giving, FCCC Giving to 54244. It'll send you back a reply. Click the link. You'll see Lady Gwen and I's picture. And once you see that picture, boom, you can sow your seed that way. If you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click the give button. Amen. And sow your seed that way. And then if you want to mail it to us, you can send it to Faith Christian Center Church, P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas, 77726. And then if you're watching tonight and you want to sow directly into Lady Gwen and I's life, you can do it by way of Cash App, $ Dr. Carlton Sharp or $ Gwen Sharp 1 is right there in the comment section on Facebook Live. Or you can scan the QR code, amen, and you could sow directly into our lives, amen. And we believe that the seed that you sow in our lives will cause the favor, the same grace, the same favor that's on us will be on you. Glory to God, amen, amen. So again, let me encourage you to participate in God's plan. It's to your benefit, amen. If you could participate and then believe God for the return that he has promised in your life. Glory to God. Hey, once again, let me thank you for allowing me to speak into your life. Thank you for allowing me to teach you the word of God, man. I tell you, I do not take it lightly that God has given me this platform to speak into your life. And then of course, nephew, you expect the return on your seed. Amen. And I believe that you're going to see it supernaturally in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, remember this. We're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on our broadcast. God bless you.
Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
September is a shift into harvest. It's a time of gathering, fulfillment, and divine reward. You've prayed, you've fasted, you've labored, and you've believed. Now God is saying, prepare for manifestation. This is not a time to relax. It's a time to reap with expectation, to guard the ground you've sown into, and to walk in wisdom so you can receive the full measure of what you've planted in tears, prayer, and obedience. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. This is your season to harvest, to discern, to endure, to multiply. Every day, expect it to get closer. Keep your sickle sharp. It's reaping time. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Hey, church family, just dropping in with a friendly reminder to make sure that you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, as well as following us on Facebook. We upload and broadcast fresh content on a weekly basis. Not sure if you're up to date? Here's how you do it. Go to YouTube.com and type in Faith Christian Center Church Ministries and hit subscribe. Also, click the bell to make sure that you receive notifications every time we upload. Or you can log on to Facebook.com and type in Faith Christian Center Church. Hit the like button and we'll notify you every time there's fresh content on the page. So that way you're always up to speed. And thank you so much for all that you do as our viewers for God's ministry. Remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Well, I certainly pray that you enjoy today's broadcast. And again, I would like to thank you for tuning in. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.